Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com for great original styles of t-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
We're not Zufa zombies. We're Cage Zombies. You're listening to Cage Zombies Radio with Matthew Gaithier and Spencer Kirksey.
Episode of Cage Zombies Radio. As you heard in there, we are not Zufa zombies. We are zombies of everything about MMA and everything that goes on in the cage. This is our debut episode. My name is Matthew. You know me from Full Guard Fight Radio and Cage Fire Radio. Now Cage Zombies Radio with my co-host Spencer Kirksey. We go ahead and bring Spencer in. Spencer, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Excited to kick off this show. Like you said, we are not Zufa zombies, we're Cage Zombies. We love everything about the sport. We're not those guys that pay attention just to the UFC. We go all around the world, man. We pay attention to everything from the amateurs to working their way up to the professionals. So I'm excited to kick this off and talk to some great athletes around the world.
Absolutely, man. As you heard there at the beginning of the show, we would like to welcome in an awesome new sponsor. We've been having lots of great new sponsors over the last couple weeks. Phenomenal sponsors that are going to carry over from Full Guard Fight Radio and stick with us here at Cage Zombies Radio. We welcomed in a new sponsor this week, though, Intimidation Clothing. I want to say thank you, give a special shout-out to them, to Luke and his whole team over there. Check them out, IntimidationClothing.com. They got the best gear, anything you want. Check it out. I was cruising the website last night. Great shirts, great shorts, great apparel. Check them out, Intimidation Clothing. Also, with our great team of sponsors, we have BrawlBase.com, Cast Iron Supplements, Crossover Clothing, Draco Sports, check out DracoSports.com, GameChangerNow.com, Jax Media, man, for all your logos, web designs, anything you want when it comes to the digital world, check out Jax Media. ProAmBelts.com, they're going to give you the best championship belts anywhere on the planet. You're not going to find anything better than there, so check them out. To my team and my family down here, Gator MMA, and MachoFighter.com, another one of our newer sponsors, Macho Fighter. Check them out. Contact Brian over there at Macho Fighter. We got a bunch of guys fighting this weekend. Actually, Macho Fighter is the official management and sponsors of Gator MMA. So we got about five guys fighting on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit about that more later throughout the show and stuff. We're going to show you a great example tonight of what we mean by being cage zombies, the fact that we are zombies to everything about MMA. We've got a special Sparta Combat League show for you guys tonight for our debut episode, where we're going to welcome in a few of the fighters from Sparta Combat League as well as the CEO. And first and foremost, we're going to welcome in a Team Madhouse member from Colorado, a guy who's very familiar with the Sparta Combat League team, and that is Mr. Donald Pierce. How you doing, Donald?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing fantastic, man. First and foremost, dude, tell a little bit of backstory to yourself. You know, how did you come to find Madhouse, and kind of what all do you do up there in Colorado?
Well, I befriended this guy Gregory on Facebook. He was talking about Midwest fighters, and we started bickering. So I got in contact with Skip, and he asked if I wanted to cover Colorado. So I said yeah, and from there I've been covering the events I can make it to.
Right on, man. And now you yourself are a fighter. You've had a couple fights already, and you've got a fight coming up. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm currently 1-2. I lost my last two fights. I won my first one in 64 seconds in the first round by rear naked choke. So I'll be fighting September 13th at the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. And I had a new weight at 205, so.
Now, yeah, we were talking a little bit about that before we went live. You said, you know, no more heavyweight for you. You're going to go light heavyweight now. What factored into that decision?
I got tired of fighting monsters.
Right on.
I'm only 5'7". I was sitting at 270, so these guys are 6'2", 6'3", big dudes.
Yeah. Understandable. I wouldn't want to fight giants myself either, but I'm a long way from heavyweight anyway, so if I were to ever fight one day, it'd be more like a lightweight or something. So, but that's
man,
cool, man.
I'd be fighting at, like, featherweight or something. I'm skinny as hell.
What can you tell us about our first guest tonight, Donald? It's Steve. I don't want to know if I'm saying his name wrong, but Steve Paparocki.
Paparocki, yeah. Actually, he was my last opponent. Steve fights up at LA Boxing, Krieger Thai, Muay Thai, and a cereal box. Big guy. He's the true definition of a heavyweight. Very heavy hands. He has a great improving ground game by far. You know, leaps and bounds. He's fighting for the interim heavyweight championship. So it's going to be fireworks. I really don't see this fight going out of the first round either way it goes.
Right on, man. That makes for a good fight then. you never, I personally hate seeing heavyweights go 3-4, you know, 5 rounds, if that may be. I want to see heavyweights brawl, bang it out. I want to see that fight done in 1 or 2 rounds.
Yeah, he's definitely the guy to do it. He doesn't load up on his punches. They come very hard and very fast. His ground game from experience is great. He knows when people are transitioning, and he makes them pay for it with hard, heavy punches.
Right on, man. And before we get going with our guest tonight, a lot of people, this is going to be your, you know, this is Spencer's debut with us here. You know, Spencer's filled in before on Full Guard Fight Radio. But for those that aren't really familiar with Spencer, I want Spencer to speak up here and kind of tell a little bit about himself and what he does up there in Ohio.
Hey, first of all, I loved filling in. It's actually been a little different. I've actually known for a while that I'm going to be on the show. I'm used to maybe 1 or 2 days notice, but it's just giving me time to prepare. Still nervous. It's awesome. It's fun to actually be on a show consistently. It's going to be nice. But up here, I'm in Central Ohio, covering MMA for the UVC, NAAFS, and whatever comes my way. I've really loved covering UVC events. I really want to get out to more NAAFS events. Unfortunately, they've been going a little farther north than me. But I've enjoyed myself. MMA Madhouse took me under their wing, and they've treated me great since the beginning, and I'm proud to be a Team Madhouse member, and I'm proud to kick off this radio show with you, Matthew.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to it. I've secretly thought and kind of, you know, wanted to see what it'd be like to kind of get teamed up with us, so I'm glad it happened. Same time, you know, I'm going to miss my boy Jason. We had a lot of fun. You can check Jason out on Saturday nights, though. Him and the Madman are going to be teaming up for Full Guard Fight Radio on Saturday night. So check that out. I believe they start next Saturday, July 6th or 7th, I believe it's going to be their first. July 6th, I believe, is next Saturday. So check that out. It's going to be Saturday nights. Hear a couple of old guys sitting around talking about MMA, possibly falling asleep every now and then. Who knows? It should be interesting. But so anyways, while we're Carl's in the uh-oh, here we go.
What's this I hear? Us old boys are going to do what? Stand here and speak up, young man.
Oh, man. I figured if I mentioned his name, said something about him, it'd wake him up back there, man. Who knows? You know, Finn's all his day building chicken coops up there in the cold in Canada, so you know.
The Arctic Circle, chasing foxes and stuff. It's great, man. It's what it's all about up here. Hey.
Yeah, I'm over this.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you alone. July 6th, man. Get it straight. July 6th.
I said 6th or 7th. I wasn't sure which one was the Saturday, but.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you now. You're on your own.
I'm gonna do my best. But yeah, I mean, so Steve's gonna be our first guest. In the meantime, while Carl's getting that ready to go, what? I mean, talk about this event, Donald. I mean, it's a big event for Sparta Combat League. A lot of fights. I mean, what's going to be going down this Saturday?
It's actually groundbreaking. It's probably it's at the Greeley Stampede, which has never hosted an MMA event there. So it's pretty big out here, you know, in Colorado. And the headliner is Marcus Edwards and Efron Escudero. So
right on.
Marcus is our big time up and coming. This could catapult him onto the big show.
Awesome, yeah, and he's fighting for the 155 title. That's what that fight's at?
Yeah.
Right on. Got a couple title fights on there from what I see.
Yeah, and then
has
there's
a Muay Thai on there as well.
Yeah, Garrett Culpepper be fighting on that. And I just now got the card on my phone. I can't pull it up, but I'm slacking today.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Looks like they got a Muay Thai fight.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. I love, man. I got to see, you know, I've been to a bunch of events, but majority of them are strictly MMA or possibly some of them every now and then have kickboxing, but I've got to see some Muay Thai ones recently out in Orlando, and they were pretty awesome. Muay Thai guys are throwing. If you blink, you're pretty much missing the fight. So, with that said, we got Steve Fabrocki in the queue, and we'll jump right in, man. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing very good, man. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for taking some time out of your day just a couple days before fight day. It's much appreciated.
Not a problem.
So what are you doing now? You know, you're about 48 hours out from the fight, a little less than 48 hours out from the fight. What are you doing right now, just getting ready for weigh-ins?
No, spending some time with my kids, man. You know, a few days out, I kind of shut down, get in my zone. So, you know, I make sure that right before that happens, you know, I get some time with my 4-year-old and my 2-year-old. You know, I'll be good going to weigh-ins. Once weigh-ins hit, you know, it's over, I don't say hi, no cordials and enough, and I don't want to be spoken to.
Right on. I see that a lot. You get fighters that are very different. Some of them are open, talkative. Some of them are really in the zone. They don't like to be messed with, and very, very respectable. And I tend to like to see the fighters that are kind of they keep to themselves and stuff. You know, as you said, you know, no cordialness, no friendliness, just there to take care of business and get the job done.
You know, the truth is, man, I'm a pussy, dude. I hate that fucking cage, man. Two grown men being locked in a cage, I think it's fucking retarded. You know, so I want to be angry and get out of there as quickly as possible.
Right on. I've never heard it said like that before, but I think that's the perfect way to describe it.
there's nothing that makes sense about what we do. You know, you don't like getting punched in the face. Nobody can justify that. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen. So, you know, let's end it quick. And friends or not, man, you know, I've had the unfortunate, you know, fights where I've had to, you know, pick on some friends a bit. And, you know, I love them just the same. But you know, it's to both of our benefits to get out of there quickly.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I know you know we have a one of our Team Madhouse members, special co-host in here with us tonight, Donald Pierce. I know you know him pretty well. Fought him recently.
I did.
Now, you know, he was saying before he's jumping down to light heavyweight. He's done with the heavyweights. He says he's tired of fighting you big monsters. he foresees this fight going, you know, first, second round finish either way. What's your mindset? Like you said, I mean, I know you already said you kind of want to get in and get out as soon as possible. Are you looking to pretty much just as soon as that bell rings, you want it to be finished and get out and go home?
You know, no doubt about it, man. It's not even go home. It's go to the bar and get drunk, you know. you know, but I think, you know, the kid I'm fighting, he's a good kid. You know, unfortunately, you know, my reputation has kind of preceded me. You know, really, I'm a nobody, and somehow I've kind of turned into something in the sport. And, you know, so I think he, you know, the reality sets in that you can't let me land my hands on you. You know, and I think he knows that, so he's not going to let me hit him. You know, and that's the idea, man. You know, and I'm going to let him do what he wants to do. But as soon as he makes that mistake, I'm going to capitalize. He's a young kid. He's a good kid. He's a smart kid. But, you know, everybody does fuck up, and I'm just going to be there to capitalize on it. You know, so I'm thinking, you know what, it's got to be the first round he'll fuck up. Otherwise, I'm going to be really fucking agitated.
Now, you were talking about your logic earlier with coming into the fight, focus and everything. Is there a different kind of focus for a belt? Like, is it just like even more just because there's that much more to gain from it?
Man, you know, no, there's no difference, man. The reality is the punches hurt the same, and either way, this guy's gonna have to lay down the same way. You know, the belt's there and it's pretty and it's there for the taking, but the reality is that thing's already mine. You know, so it's not an issue. You know, I'm just you know, it's the cage is just kind of a formality.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's like more of a mindset. You just have to go out there and get it then.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. You know, I, like I said, it's not something I necessarily, you know, enjoy. So I enjoy the training of it. You know, I kind of get down to business and I get ready to go. And, you know, I find that I can't do the cordials because it kind of weakens me, you know, in the head. So we go in there strong and we hit heavy.
Yeah, that is an interesting way to put it. I hear a lot of fighters say, They hate the training, but then they love the actual fight, putting it the other way.
You know, I'm not a fighter by trade, man. You know, I kind of ended up in the sport by accident. No disrespect to the sport, it's a great sport, but my good friend and coach, Danny Mitchell, was an amateur at the time and kind of made a stupid comment, said, you know, if you stop being a pussy and you go pro, you know, I'll fight on the undercard. 45 minutes later, he got a contract, and I kind of had my foot in my mouth. Next thing I know, I end up fighting, and you know, a short few months later, I'm fighting for a belt.
Hey, well, it's not a bad way to start. I mean, any way you get into the sport, you have a 1-1 record. I believe that's correct.
It's 1-1, 2-1 because the guy weighed in and didn't fight. I've had a back out, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
I mean,
and my first fight, my first loss. Oh, go on. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You know, my first loss to Kevin Sears, you know, God bless the guy. You know, he did a great job, and nothing but respect for him. I'm a little disappointed he wasn't willing to take the fight again. You know, the reality is it was my first, you know, barely 8 weeks of training. I don't think I stopped drinking until I was a week out, you know, drinking heavy. You know, and I went into that fight kind of just because I put my foot in my mouth type thing. You know, and the reality is this guy who knows nothing went in there and took this kid 3 rounds, and reality is I should have won. He didn't win. I lost. You know, I didn't capitalize when I knocked him down. I had him out in the second and didn't capitalize, made rookie mistakes because, I mean, let's be honest here, I'm a rookie. You know, you know, it was disappointing he wouldn't take the fight again, but I get it. You know, he's got some greener pastures he wants to hit, and I understand it, you know, but I'm sure we'll catch up one day. You know, I hope he realizes, you know, kind of, you know, he's fought a lot of bums, and the reality is when he fought me, I was a bum, and I took him three rounds. You know, I hope he recognizes kind of, you know, what he's getting himself into.
So is that a fight you would want in the future?
I'll take it tomorrow, dude. I mean, I don't even need it. I'll do it tomorrow morning. Shit, I'll do it in an hour. Let's go. You know, I mean, it's nothing against the kid, man. He's a great kid. And I cannot say enough about the fact that what impressed me the most was he went into this fight knowing that the only way to neutralize me was to take me to the ground, and he did just that. I rocked him, and he stuck to his game plan. I rocked him again, and he stuck to his game plan. You know, I was fortunate enough to sweep him, God knows how. You know, I knew nothing about wrestling. I didn't sprawl the whole goddamn fight, you know. This kid stuck to his game plan, and I'll tell you, that's the one thing that really does strike me is, you know, maybe in some fashion this kid can be a real fighter. You know, to stick to your game plan when you're having those issues and still doing it, and he pulled it out, I got a lot of respect for him. But, yeah, I'll take the fight in 5 minutes, dude. I don't even need a cup.
All right, so we got you lined up for two fights this next weekend.
I'm ready.
He's like I guess you got yourself a manager, man. I don't know if you had one yet or not, but Spencer's jumping in ready to book you fights. And you got you're getting ready for a fight in 2 days. He's already thinking about your next one.
Yeah, I'm entertaining, you know. I hope you guys watch the fight, man. I'll tell you, I grew up the Jew fro, so you're gonna see a big Jewish guy with a fucking fro looking like Maxwell in the ring. It's pretty sexy, if I don't say so myself.
Hey man, we're fro brothers then, because I got the Jew fro too. I'm dead serious.
That's awesome.
I'm not even joking with you. I'm not even joking with you.
Hey Steve, it's Donald. It's Kenny backing out and stuff on the weigh-ins, and the guy that you were supposed to fight before I took the fight. How, let's say, pissed off were you that people just do not take fights after saying committing to them?
You know, I got mad, and it wasn't necessarily it was more mad out of disappointment. You know, you hear these things, and you hear these politics, and you know, you hear this bullshit that you refuse to believe is true. I just can't believe this stuff happens. You know, and then, you know, kind of living through it. You know, my disappointment in the whole thing was more just that, you know, I had people, I took this fight on short notice, you know, to help out a promoter, a good guy, one of the few promoters that's an honest, decent guy. You know, and I took this fight and I had people that bought tickets. I had sponsors that kicked in money on short notice. I had people step it up. You know, I had people that grouped around me. You know, the truth is I'm not the one in the ring, man. It's a team that's in the ring, you know, Team Big Steve. And they showed up for me, and they got there on short notice, and this kid didn't have enough respect for what they do for the sport. You know, I'm just one person, but for these people behind me, for the radio shows, for you guys sitting on the air waiting for this fight, you know, that was kind of fucked up, you know, and the whole Amos thing. You know, I get it, man. I wouldn't want to fight me. I understand that, you know, but then don't take the fight in the first place. You know, that's my issue, you know, and you know, again, no disrespect to these guys. I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, but I will tell them, you know, fuck them. That was bullshit.
Yeah, man. Go ahead, Donald.
Go ahead.
No, man, go ahead. You got it.
So I know from experience being up at your camp, working with you and stuff, have you kicked the camp gear up a notch, you know, with the title, or is it the same camp? You know, same intensity, same, you know.
You know, again, fortunately, I am blessed to have the team that I have around me. And my camp has been dependent on what they do. My intensity is not going to change, because if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, you know. So I'm out there training. You know, I can tell you, you know, with some of the offers that are on the table from other places, you know, my coach, Ben Schistler, Diana Rael and Danny Mitchell, you know, Ali Hanjani, you know, all those guys have really stepped it up on me, having nothing to do with the belt, but the fact that, you know, I'm a busy fighter and I got to stay busy, you know, I'll get complacent pretty easy. So, you know, the training was great. You know, Hell Week sucked. We do a 2 week Hell Week and we do circles and, you know, wrestling in there. And, you know, I had some buddies come out and kind of, you know, be there with me and beat me up as well, you know, but the reality is I don't know how much different that would have been, you know, if it was just another day of practice anyway. You know, I got good coaches that are there to make you work whether you have a fight or not, you know. You know, in this sport we have so many guys that don't fight for a year, and the only way you're going to stay sharp is if you're getting beat up anyway, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That you mentioned, you know, sometimes you got guys that don't fight for a year. I see that a lot. You know, you see guys who are fighting, like, there's a guy down here, Jordan Pruitt is his name, and that dude will take a fight every week, every other week. We have a guy, Bruce Richards for Team Madhouse. He's fighting almost every week, and then you've got these guys that are fighting once every 8 months, once a year, and it's just kind of like, I mean, in my opinion, that's hurting him more than it's helping him. But, I mean, from a fighter standpoint, I mean, what's your mindset on how a young fighter should be taking fights to stay fresh and to be able to learn and grow?
You know, I have a few different opinions on it. You know, one of my upfront opinion is for the athlete himself. You know, absolutely, he's got to be fighting. You know, every he should be fighting 4 or 5 times a year. You know, however, from a business standpoint, you just can't do it, man. You have sponsors and you have people that are supporting you, and you know, if I went to my sponsors every other week telling them, hey, it's payday, you know, they're not going to pay me for so much longer. You know, so really, you know, I've learned even myself. I mean, I've had kind of some 3-4 back-to-back fights, and you know, I got to give them a break. You know, so I'm fighting in September, and then I'm probably going to take some time, gain some more muscle, gain a little size, give my sponsors a chance to recoup and get back in there. You know, I got to be respectful of their time. You know, so from a business aspect, you know, it's not always that valuable. And I can tell you, you know, the truth is, as a person, I'm a nobody. You know, but the name, you know, locally has kind of reached something, and that's definitely due to my sponsors and what they've been able to give me.
Right on, man. That's I love the answer. I've never heard that said before like that by any fighter. I think you're exactly right. I think that you know, with sponsors, you know, sponsors want to help you. They want to sponsor you. They want to get their name out. But at the same time, if you're coming to them all the time like that, then it's probably going to be more of like a hurtful thing on the business side of it than it is a beneficial thing.
Yes, absolutely.
But you know, away from the fight game, which I know is not very often for fighters, what do you like to do to relax?
Oh man, you know, up until recently, you know, I was with a young girl. She was a sweetheart, cat. You know, I would hang out with her, play some video games, play a lot of Madden, and just, you know, the most important thing to me is my kids, little gremlins. Man, I'll tell you, man. It's amazing, these little creatures. They barely love you and they take from you, but somehow that's all you want to be around, you know?
I love that. In the same sentence, you called your kids gremlins and creatures.
You know, I mean, it's amazing, but I love them to death. And, you know, I just I work at it. And, you know, it's somewhat easy for me to relax, man. I love working out. I love hitting the weights. I got a good foundation around me. You know, good support. My kids' mothers been great. My friends and coaches are phenomenal. My sparring partners. You know, I've just been blessed. You know, with good friends. Don't have family. You know, I left that a long time ago. You know, and it's just the only family I really talk to is my little brother. He's a cool ass kid. Other than that, man, that's all I do to relax, play games, and try to make some money.
Right on, man. Listen, man, before we let you go, man, any shout-outs or sponsors, anything that you want to give where people can find you on social networking, man, go ahead.
Yeah, please, thank you. I want to thank Presidential Roofing and Restoration, IlkCorp.biz, Smoky Banana Tattoo, you guys, MMA Madhouse. I want to thank Mass Destruction MMA, Spartan Labs, my coaches, Danny Mitchell, Diana Rael, Ali Hanjani, Ben Schistler, some of my other teammates, my ex-girlfriend, Kat Williams. She's been awesome and supportive, you know, through everything. Donald, you've been great. You know, my little brother, and that's pretty much it, man. You know, we're going to go in there and jam out. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, man, absolutely, dude.
And catch me on Facebook, Big Steve Pepperocki, please. Big Steve Pepperocki.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for joining us again, dude. Take it easy and best of luck with your fight this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys have a good time.
Have a good night,
man.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, he has to win one for the fro.
That's true.
For the fro. I tell you, it's impressive.
Yeah, man. Listen, dude, that is awesome, dude. Two or three things he said, man. I've just never heard fighters say that before. You know, the first one that really caught me was talking about how, you know, there's no sense in what the fighters do, locking themselves in a cage and just fighting another man. So you want to get in there, you want to get angry, and you want to get out as soon as possible. And I think he's exactly right. You don't hear fighters say that, but, I mean, he's exactly right. Like, you know, I myself am not a fighter. I don't have the guts to step into a cage and fight another man, so I've got the highest respect for everyone who does. But at the same time, like, there's not much sense in it, but it's something that people love, and it's something that it's a beautiful sport, but he's right. You got to get in there with that mindset where you got to get in, take care of business, get out as soon as possible, and like he said, go out to the bar and get drunk.
So what do you think of the guys that say, hey, I love to get hit, it's an adrenaline rush, I love doing this, I'm crazy, all that stuff. What do you think, they're serious?
They're
really crazy, or yeah, do you think they're lying?
No, I mean, I think they're serious. I think you have a broad spectrum of fighters. You know, the spectrum of a fighter's mentality is massive. It's probably larger than I could comprehend. You've got those guys who they want to get in, they want to take care of business, they want to get out because you're talking about you don't want to get injured, you don't want to risk any problems in there, and then you've got guys who they live for that. You know, it's their kingdom. That's their haven is inside that cage when that cage locks. So I don't think whether you've got a guy like Steve who just wants to get in, take care of business, and get out, or you got a guy like, I don't know, Chris Lieben, who wants to get in the cage and loves to get hit and loves to get smacked around and beat up and stuff, I don't think that any of them are wrong. I think that that's just the vast galaxy of a fighter's mind, you know. There's a lot going on inside fighters' heads. And it ranges across a very, very massive space, I guess you could say. So I loved hearing his mentality on it, but I also like to see a fighter who's ready to get in there and get his face smashed in. So
yeah, those are some fun fights to watch. Which one are you, Donald?
Which do I prefer?
Yeah, which type of fighter are you, like, when you go in the cage, what's your mindset?
Well, I'll be honest, I like getting in and getting out, but all my fights haven't been over a minute and a half. So
yeah,
I was looking at your record.
I was going to say, I think you've been in the cage, I think, a total of about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, like my first fight went 104.
Yeah, 104.
Then, yeah, my second one lasted 11 seconds, and that's where I come from. I don't see how people like getting hit. I had an 11-second fight, and I had almost have my jaw wired shut and surgery on my eye socket, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, man. Now, dang, that's crazy. I'm trying to process that, man. 11 seconds in a cage, and you having eye surgery and your jaw wired shut and stuff. Dang, that's crazy.
Well, look at my profile tonight after the show, and I'll post the aftermath photo.
Right on. I love seeing that stuff. I was Googling, man, after that John Jones and Chael fight, man, I was Googling the hell out of the pictures of his toe. I love seeing that stuff. I love cage injuries, man.
That was disgusting. Oh, my God.
It was almost as bad as Corey Hill's leg.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Corey's a good friend of mine. I know I've known him for a few years, and that was one of the most painful things I've watched, man. It's rough to watch. I think it makes it a little rougher to watch when you know the person, because then you're thinking like you're kind of hurting for them. You're just kind of like, you know, you see that happening, you're just like, ah, man. But yeah, that was nasty. There's been few injuries that nasty, but I still love to watch it over and over.
No, I. For the longest time, I thought that was fake. I remember seeing a picture a long time ago of his leg during that fight, during that injury. And I always told myself, no, that's fake. There's no way the leg can bend that way. And then I finally saw the video of it, and it was awful. I could not watch it.
Yeah, I promise you, man, it wasn't fake. He had a full leg cast on for about a year. He used to live right across the street from me, so go over and talk to him, see him. I still see him from time to time. We actually sometimes he'll cross train at our the gym I go to at Gator MMA. He comes in there every once in a while. So, but yeah, man, you want to see something? You go look up. I think it's Sid Vicious. I think it's an old WCW fight, but that happened to him,
disgusting.
And he had his leg snapped in half.
It was worse than Weisman's leg.
Yeah, it was nasty, but I mean, that's you don't see that a lot in MMA when it comes to that stuff. So you see it from time to time. You know, you see broken arms. You know, you got Nogueira's broken arm from Frank Mir's Kimura. You've got, look at Sakuraba's ear. Sakuraba's ear is probably one of the sickest things I've seen in MMA. But you get to see a wide variety of some pretty sick injuries, but not usually the broken leg. That usually they've conditioned their legs a little bit better. I mean, that honestly, I don't know, on a guy Corey Hill's size, he shouldn't have been fighting at that light of a weight anyways, and that's something that he's changed since then, because he fights a little heavier now. He was fighting at lightweight then, he's fighting at welterweight now, but I think MMA gives you a better selection of a little bit more gruesome injuries, but those, when you see that leg snap in half, that's always nasty.
I just want to point out, this is a very appropriate discussion for the name of our show, Cage Zombies Radio. like we can just have like an ad, like Cage Zombies Radio, we talk about disgusting sports injuries.
Yeah, man. Listen, so Skippy, you know, Skippy's the freaking, like, behind-the-scenes master all the time. He hit me up earlier, told me I was talking a little bit about the Muay Thai fights and how I love Muay Thai. There's a great Muay Thai event tomorrow night on GFL. You can check out GFL.tv. It's called Take on Muay Thai 21. It's going to be on at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you don't know about GFL, it's Go Fight Live. You can see them on Facebook, Twitter, or you can go right to the website at GFL.tv. But when you buy the events there, and they're cheap, you know, $10, $15, $5, $8, it's like you're not going to get an MMA, Muay Thai, kickboxing event that cheap anywhere else. And once you order it once, you're going to get it for the life. You can go back, watch it whenever you want. There's no expiration on them, so go check it out. They've got two events Saturday night, and then they've got one event tomorrow night. So check that out. Once again, that's GFL.tv. So they're big partners of ours at Madhouse, and always like to give them their proper dues. So, Donald, I think our next guest coming up, I think we've got a night full of Sparta Combat League. We're excited about it. We're going to be talking with a few of the fighters. And like I said, we've got Donald Pierce here out of Team Madhouse, Colorado. What can you tell us a little bit about Jeff? I think Jeff says Nero's, I believe is how it's said.
Cisneros? Yeah. Jeff is probably one of the coolest, most straightforward, no-nonsense promoters you'll ever meet. He takes care of his guys. If a guy's injured or comes out of the ring and he looks out of it, I know from experience, Jeff is one of the first ones there to check on you, make sure you're okay, take care of you. And he's smart. He knows what fans want, and he's always looking for that bigger experience for the fighters and the fans.
Right on, man. Yeah, I'm over here checking out the website, man. The website's legit. You know, I see a lot of MMA events. I cover a lot myself, and I try to always cruise the websites, check out their websites, and sometimes I find events that the websites are kind of weak. They're lacking. There's not much information on there. There's not much contact info, but this Sparta Combat League website is pretty legit. They've got a real easy setup here. I'm looking up at some of the events. They've got all the ticket prices available right here on the homepage. That's thebeatdownmma.com. If you want to check out a little bit about Sparta Combat League, see some upcoming events, see some info about the fighters. They've got info about Jeff and his team there. So I got to give them major props on the website here. I love seeing a good website. So
yeah, I think since I've been covering MMA here in Colorado, Jeff has had a card every month.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've got a promotion here that's typically one every month and a half. I love going out to their fights, man. So I love that when you, whether it's amateur, whether it's pro, when it's on the local scene, I love when they've got the following and the ability to put on a regular show that allows for the local promotions to build a better backing, build a bigger following, and really get their name out. So that's awesome to hear for Jeff and for Sparta up there, and that's going the same about some of the events I follow down here. We'll talk a little bit about one of those events later. I got a big event I'm going to Saturday. Those are my boys out there, World Class Fight League, and we'll talk about that before the show's over. I think they're last I saw, it was going to be 22 fights on that card. I think they're about around 20. At the moment, weigh-ins are tomorrow night. I'll be headed down to the weigh-ins, and then I'll be spending all day with them Saturday. They have the Art of Grappling tournament in the morning, and then the World Class Fight League 5 starting sometime around 4 or 5 in the afternoon, because they're going to have so many fights on that card. So, I mean, I don't know about You guys, I know, Spencer, you cover a lot of UVC events, and Donald, obviously, you cover the Sparta events and other events throughout Colorado. But I don't know what the biggest event you guys have been to is. Me, myself, it was 17 fights. It's awesome, but at the same time, you're there a long, long time.
I think the most I did was Sparta's Army versus Marine, and it was two full events in the same day, back-to-back.
Dang. How long of an event was that?
I've only done the traditional 10 to 12 fights.
Yeah.
So I can't talk about any of that stuff.
That's usually what I see, 10 to 12. These guys at World Class Fight League, their last event was 14. The one before that was 17. They tend to pack together a lot of fights. The thing is, they've got they take care of their fighters very, very well. For an amateur event, it's a professional-level event. They treat their fighters as professionals, and the fighters want to come back to them. So you've got these returning gyms. You've got these gyms that have fought on their card and want to keep coming back. So when they keep coming back, they bring more fighters. They want to put, you know, if they had two fighters on the event last time, they want to have three or four on the event this coming time. So these guys are able to pack in fights, put on a great show. It's a great venue. For each of their first three events, they had to upgrade their venue each time because they were selling them out. For the last two events and for this upcoming one, they're at the Hilton downtown in Tampa, which has a beautiful banquet room that fits the cage, fits tons of seats, and puts on some great fights. So I'll be spending a majority of my day there on Saturday, taking my younger brother with me to kind of get him acclimated to it, get him a feel of what it's like out there at the events, and see if it's something he'd want to get interested in. So I'm excited about a great day of fights, and I'm excited about showing my little brother about what some live MMA looks like. So
now they're partnered with the XFC, right?
That is correct. They are the amateur feeder promotion of the XFC. Speaking of the XFC, I was there 2 weeks ago, me and Jason. Got to say, the best time I've had at a fight so far. Just a great night of fights. And I can't say it enough. Me and Jason talked about it last week, and I've said it over and over, but John Prisco and his team, TJ Alcock, Brooke Alcock, the team at the XFC just puts on top-notch, world-class events. And you're going to see huge, huge things from them. They're getting ready to go international. I think South America is kind of the first international scene that they're getting into, but from there they're going to expand, and they're going to be going global, so should be awesome. But
yeah, they hooked you up with some pretty good seats. I saw you on TV.
Yeah, I got to see a couple still photos. I thought that was pretty cool. I've been on when I was at Bellator 72. You caught a real quick, like lightning quick glimpse of me. Bellator puts you back a little bit. Bellator sets their press up really nicely, but it's a little bit back from the cage, so you're not as visible on TV. Whereas with the XFC, they had me and Jason. They had Madhouse right in the front row for the press. It was top notch, and you did get a couple of shots of us on TV, and it was pretty cool. It's a cool feeling. You're like, what's up?
No, I was saying that was a really good fight card too. I remember watching that a couple weeks ago. I was up on my feet the whole time, pacing around.
Yeah, phenomenal fight card, man. So many great fights. You know, you're talking like lightning quick finishes, like Luis Santos over Dave Corshane. The fight was over in like 10 seconds, 12 seconds, something like that. It kind of looked like an early stoppage, but then once they showed the replay, you could see that it was a good stoppage and the ref made the right choice. I know Dave wasn't really happy about it, and you know, who would be, but ultimately he did what was best for Dave's health to make stopping that fight before he got injured.
Yeah, definitely. But, I agreed with the stoppage.
Yeah. I was at another good event last weekend, this last Friday. I got to talk about this. It's one of the events I cover the most frequently. It's a bit of a trip for me. It's out in Fort Lauderdale, which is about a five-hour drive from where I'm at here north of Tampa. And but it's worth it. I make the drive every couple of months for Fight Time Promotions, and it never fails. They put on great events, and they did just that last Friday. Fight Time 15 was phenomenal. I want to say it was like 11 fights on the card. Main event was a UFC Ultimate Fighter alumni, Julian Lane. I think he's probably most most remembered for his explosions in the Ultimate Fighter house and his colored crazy mohawks. And
you
just,
want to bang, bro?
Yeah, having a little bit of a loose cannon attitude, but I'd say he was really respectful, really professional in the cage Friday night. Got a nice win over J.P. Reese and set himself up for a main event fight against the lightweight champ for Fight Time Promotions, Wagner Rocha, at Fight Time 16. I'm not sure yet if that's going to be for the title. I'm sure Julian wants a title shot. I don't know if they're going to work that out for a title shot, but it'll be the main event out there at Fight Time 16 coming in August, I believe, August 23rd. So aside from that, though, it was a great night of fights. John Rivera, who's a veteran down there in South Florida, 46 years old or something like that, got a 2-5, 2-6 pro record, something like that. He announced his retirement after the loss. You know, there's a different atmosphere in South Florida. Where I'm at, there's a lot of MMA in Tampa, but down in South Florida, there's a more of a I don't know the right word to use, but it's like a maybe like a fraternity sorority type. Where it's not, you know, no one's any pompous, egotistical assholes or anything like that, but it's more of like a tight-knit feel down there. You know, you got a lot of American Top Team camps that are in the area. You got a lot of people that cross-train, cross-promote, and know each other and stuff. I'm going to stop myself, actually. We'll get back to that later. I don't want to keep Jeff waiting. We have Jeff in the queue ready to go. So how you doing, Jeff?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing very good, man. Listen, we're talking Sparta Combat League all night tonight. We just got finished talking with one of your fighters just a little bit ago. We have Donald Pierce, one of our Team Madhouse members, on with us tonight, and we're just rocking Sparta Combat League all night, man. So thanks for being with us.
No, that's awesome. I appreciate the exposure, guys.
Listen, man, so you got a big event coming up this Saturday. What's going in? You know, I know a few promoters myself. I go out and I help them set up. So I know a little bit about what it's like for a promoter a day out, 2 days out from the fight. But what do you have going on right now, and what's at this point, 2 days from the fight, you got weigh-ins tomorrow night, I'm guessing. What is the most hectic thing to you right now that you're trying to get taken care of?
I'll be divorced by tomorrow morning. No.
Nobody wants that.
All joking
man.
Aside, you know, everything's coming together. I think the most stressful part of it at this point is video production. We're getting ready for the first time, we're going to have instant replay live at the fights, three different camera angles. And for the co-main event and main event, we'll have a live camera crew in the back watching the guys warm up. So it'll bring a whole new aspect to the fans, and we're really excited about that. But it's been a lot of work. We have an amazing video crew that's been working really hard for the last month preparing for this.
Right on, man. Now, you know, with that said, like, I know as a promoter, from the promoter standpoint, you have a lot of, like, last-minute things that come up with fighters from time to time. Does that cause a lot of stress to you as a promoter, or do you feel with this event, with the fighters that you put on this event, do you feel like they're all going to be ready to go Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's real ready. You know, I think that, you know, the more legitimate contender opponents you put in there, the less likely chances are of people falling off. I mean, injuries are always going to be a part of the sport. It happens every single time. But I have to tell you, we've been really blessed with this fight card. We maintained the full fight card from start to finish.
Right on, man. Now, as the promoter, what's your mindset on fighters not making weight?
Well, you know, I think it's completely unprofessional. When you sign that contract, you know that you need to weigh 155 pounds or 170 pounds. And, you know, they're professional. So it's completely inexcusable to not make weight, and it, you know, just definitely doesn't look good on them. Depending on the level that they miss weight for Sparta Combat, they face a suspension from the State Boxing Commission as well as from the promotion.
Right on, man.
Now, not only with missing weight, I don't know how much you have to deal with this, but how about like no shows or stuff like that?
You know, that's a frustrating thing that I've only seen happen two times in our 4 years. You know, it's unexplainable, but it's lesson learned on, you know, on certain camps that you deal with and, you know, certain fighters. But it's not a good thing. It happened to Steve actually last time. And, you know, it's not good for the promotion or anything.
Yeah, it's not good. I think it's not good at all from the promotion, from the fighter. You know, when fighters pull that crap, then, you know, it's like, you know, what promoter is going to want to put them back on their fight next time around? So
yeah, absolutely.
I think something I see a lot as far as in the amateurs anyways, and I know you're dealing mostly with pros, but like as far as amateurs go, blood work is something that I see. You know, you got fighters that have neglected their blood work; it's expired. They haven't kept up with it. I mean, from the promoter standpoint, if you could tell a fighter one thing about blood work, you know, about the importance of it, what would you tell them?
I would say get it ASAP, or, you know, you can learn the hard way. We've had fighters that got their blood work done just the week before, and, you know, it came back inconclusive because something was wrong with the way that they spun it, and they need a retest. If you do that too close to the event, I mean, you can lose your fight. That's happened to us about three or four, actually about five times total in our event history. You know, blood work just missing the deadline. So if you want to fight, get your blood work done ASAP.
Right on, man. Now,
I understand. Oh, go ahead, Matthew.
No, you got it, Spencer. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to change directions a bit. I understand you guys are fighting at the Greeley Stampede. Is that the first time an event's ever been held there?
Yeah, it's the first time that they've ever had mixed martial arts during the Greeley Stampede, which is the world's largest rodeo.
That's crazy. And how many people will be able to sit in there?
You can fit 5,000 people in the event center that we're in.
Wow.
That's crazy. So it's not just going to be mixed martial arts, it's going to be a bunch of things going on, or is it just...
Yeah, so we're gonna kick off the event at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with the mixed martial arts. As soon as we're done, Leonard Skinner takes stage. And so there's a big Leonard Skinner concert right when we get done, and then following the whole week, I mean, there's a bunch of carnival games and big country concerts the whole weekend and the whole week through the 4th of July.
You know, I thought I was crazy for reading that Leonard Skinner was on there, but I guess that's true. So.
Yep, Leonard Skinner is going on, and as soon as the Marcus Edwards, fight is done, Leonard Skinner is going to take stage.
That's awesome, man.
I thought I read something off.
So listen, man, how did you get started with Beat Down Promotions and get into this MMA business?
Well, to be honest, me and a buddy, we were sitting at a coffee shop and we were BSing and said, you know, it'd be cool, man, to do Army versus Marines. I just thought it would be a great foundation for our other business, Spartan Labs, to launch the supplement line and market it. And as it got going, you know, we started as the Beat Down Promotion, and as we got going and things started getting serious, I knew I needed a name and a brand that people would recognize, and that's when we converted to Sparta Combat League last July.
Right on, man. Now, you mentioned Spartan Labs. I know that's another aspect of what you do. What is Spartan Labs about? What all do you do there?
So basically what we do there, it's a sport bodybuilding company, and so we sell supplementation, for athletes, BCAs, pre-workouts, post-workouts, vitamins, fat burners, everything like that. We do the whole nine from top to bottom. That was my trait before I did any of this stuff, is I'm a nutritionist by trade. So I was a nutritionist and a personal trainer before we got into this whole game. And it's a lot of fun, man. They kind of go hand in hand between the two businesses, you know?
Right on. That's awesome, man. Listen, I want to – go ahead, Spencer.
My bad. I was just asking about training. You still train?
Yeah, you know, I still do here and there, not as much as I like to. Like, you know, my time usually comes down to being able to lift weights and do a little bit of cardio at about 11:30 or midnight at 24-Hour Fitness. But, you know, it's a good time. It's my stress reliever. If I don't get to the gym, then, you know, I'm one of those moody little girls.
is it hard to find time to do all that?
Is it what? I'm sorry?
Is it hard to find the time to do, like, training and stuff like that?
You know, I don't do it anymore, like, as far as, like, training clients or anything. But, you know, for myself, it definitely – the only time I can get to the gym, you know, especially, like, fight month is about, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. So,
Jeff,
I know we got Donald there. I don't know if you want to jump in and ask him anything.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to. You know,
all right, go ahead, man.
Hey, Jeff, with you doing these bigger shows now, how do you top the Stampede?
We're already in the works, man. This has definitely been, our biggest fight card ever. And we're super excited about it, but, you know, we're already planned. Donald is actually going to be on our biggest fight card ever as it comes up into the Budweiser Event Center again on Friday, September 13th. We're right now, the way it's looking at it, we're planning on 7 title fights.
Wow.
Wow. that's a way to do it.
Hell yeah, man. That's crazy. So now you looking to, I know you've got on this fight card, if I'm not mistaken, you've got a Muay Thai event. Is Muay Thai, now, was it planned as a Muay Thai event, or was it, did somebody not have blood work, or was there a complication that made it Muay Thai, or
nope,
Muay
it's
Thai
been it's been scheduled Muay Thai from the very beginning, 8 weeks ago, and you know, Steven Simmons, he's got pretty legit Muay Thai. You know, he's fought Drew Dober in MMA and in Muay Thai in a complete bloodbath, and you know, Garrett's very skillful and athletic, and it's going to be a barn burner. So that's something we actually planned on, and you know, that's going to probably be one of the most exciting fights of the night.
Yeah. Dude, I love that you've got all your DVDs available for people to purchase. That's awesome. I don't ever see that, so that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, we surprisingly, you know, get orders here and there from, you know, people like, you know, family members that maybe missed it. And, you know, we've been building a pretty good fan base. The fights have been, you know, pretty exciting of late. And so, you know, I feel like we're starting to build a better following with just, you know, general fans that don't know anybody inside the promotion.
Yeah. And they're very affordable too, man. $20 for the full event. I don't know if people, like I said before, it's beatdownmma.com. There's 20, 30 different events here available on DVD, all for $19.99. So honestly, I don't think you could get anything better than that. So check that out. But listen, man, want to thank you for joining us. I know you got a lot going on 2 days out from the fight. Couldn't appreciate it anymore to get a promoter on the phone just right when he's, you know, cramming, getting everything ready to go. So for any sponsors or shout outs or where people can find you on social networking?
Yeah, so they can, and actually too, the website can now go to www.spartacombatmma.com. They can follow us on Twitter at spartacombatmma.com and at Facebook at Sparta Combat League as well. You know, big shout out first and foremost to all the fighters that step up and get in the cage. Without you guys, we're absolutely nothing. All the camps they come from. And a big shout out to our main sponsor, Yamaha. Yamaha stepped up and is doing a big sponsorship for us. So to them and all the other sponsors, we really appreciate it.
Right on, man. Well, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
Yeah, you too, Jeff.
You too.
All right.
Sounds like an awesome fight.
Yeah, dude. Sounds like an awesome, you know, a great dude. Sounds like he runs a great promotion, you know, and makes me jealous that I'm on the other side of the United States. What's up?
I'm sorry. I'm on a streak of interrupting you. No, I'm saying now you know how I feel when you're talking about all the events you go to.
Hey, man, come down here, dude. I could use help, man. There's too many. There's lately, you know, just this Saturday, there's 3 events. Obviously, I can't be at all 3 of those, so it's like I scramble and I'm trying to find connections at those events that I can set up results and somehow get the results so that I can, you know, Madhouse can still support the event and show what we do, you know. But it's tough, man. We need, you know, we got Jason down here, and he's down in Cape Coral, but his work and family schedule kind of don't allow him to get out to as much stuff. You know, he's got a family, and as Steve said, he's got a bunch of little gremlins. So it's hard to get out, you know, when you've got family, you've got full time job, and so, you know, but yeah, I've been at an event the last 2 weekends, and like I said, I got one this weekend. I've got one I'm gonna try and get to next weekend, whether I can or not, don't know yet. But Florida has a rapidly growing MMA scene. When I started about a year ago with Madhouse, you know, it was like I found a few here or there. It was a little spread out, but within this last year, man, you got events popping up all over the place. You've got events that a year ago didn't exist, and at this point they've put on, you know, 8 fights already, and it's like, you know, the stuff just gets going like boom, boom, boom. If you blink, you're missing it. So I don't know, man. I think you should leave Ohio behind and maybe check out the sunny Florida for a little while.
maybe next summer I'll bring my family down and just live in Florida for the summer.
Yeah, I warning, caution there, man. Stay out of Florida. It sucks. Yeah, we have great sports teams down here. Like I said, great MMA down here, but I'm sitting inside the house right now and I'm sweating. So that's not,
hey,
that's not fun for anybody.
I was down there for a week, I think a month ago. And, yeah, as soon as the plane landed, just immediate sweat.
Yeah, dude. It's just it's ridiculous. The humidity down here is ridiculous. But anyways, listen, we got a few minutes here before our next guest. Our schedule is a little flipped sideways tonight, so we're kind of putting it together. We got two more awesome fighters coming from the Sparta Combat family out there. But I got to talk about World Class Fight League coming up this Saturday. I've mentioned it already in the show, but it's going to be their biggest event yet. It, like I said, downtown Tampa Hilton, and they're looking at, the last I looked, it was about 22. I think they're looking at about 18 to 20 fights. Either way, it's going to be a huge event. There's like five titles on the line. Lots of great schools coming out. D'Angelo Mixed Martial Arts is going to be there. Gator MMA has got, we've got like five guys on the fight card. It's just outrageous, man. There's going to be so many guys on this fight card. The main event is going to be Michael D'Angelo and Luis Sicara. 155 lightweight title. Michael D'Angelo is a sick fighter. He's a guy I've gotten to know a little bit. Comes out of D'Angelo Mixed Martial Arts down in Fort Myers. Dude is going pro. Dude has all the intangibles to be a pro fighter right now at this stage, and he's still a young guy. Got a 6-1 amateur record, and big things are coming from him. You got a heavyweight brawl on this card. Mark Mendez versus Dominique Tominelli. It's a rematch. Dominic actually beat him by KO last time they fought, and this one's going to be for the WCFL heavyweight strap. Dominic Tominelli is the current heavyweight title holder, so he'll be putting that title on the line. My goodness, I'm drawing a blank. You got an awesome female bout, Cheyenne Velismus. She's making her debut. Just turned 18 the other day, so she's just in time is old enough to fight, and she's doing she's fighting against Ingrid, who I forget her last name, but she's an Olympic wrestler. That's going to be a sick fight. I'm going to pause, and I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back at you guys in a couple minutes.
Cast Iron Supplements only carries the strongest, most effective products on the market today. With free shipping in the U.S. and only $10 shipping on out-of-country orders, we stand behind the products we promote. For information on wholesale distribution of our lines, visit castironsupplements.com. Cast Iron Supplements. Strong, rigid, unyielding. Get cast iron strong.
Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com for great original styles of t-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
I'm fine.
All right, I think we are back. There's a little Lynyrd Skynyrd for all you folks, just to kind of go with the flow of what we got going on tonight. I was made aware of something behind the scenes, and my former co-host wouldn't expect any different of me, so I'm going to have to do this. But I know my boy Jason London's listening into the show, and had mentioned he wanted to call in, but, you know, he had a tooth yanked today, and he just didn't think that he was going to be able to do that. Well, I just want to remind him of a time, you know, just about 2 months back. I had 3 teeth pulled and called in. I wasn't supposed to be doing the show that night, wasn't supposed to be talking at all, really, but decided, you know what, you know, you can't keep me silent too long. You know, I tend to be a talker. I tend to over-talk people. My girlfriend constantly yells at me for interrupting her, but I think that's just my nature, and that's probably why Carl saw fit to put me on a radio show, because I can talk and can usually talk with the best of them. But I decided to call in that night, and this was like the day later, but still, you're talking 3 tooth pulled out of my mouth. 2 of them were impacted. It doesn't get more painful than that, so I got to say, Jason, man, I expected a little bit more out of you, dude, so I don't know, man. I guess I said my piece, and that's that. I'll move on, but I expect a little more out of you, buddy.
Jason's going to call in now. Watch.
I hope so. Listen, man, I had, you know, we did, I think, 30 episodes together, covered 2 events together. We're going to continue to cover some events together. He's a great dude. Loved having him as part of Team Madhouse, and loved having him as a co-host. And him and Carl are going to rock it Saturday nights. He's going to rock it with his company, Full Guard Fight Gear, also. So there's going to be some awesome things coming from him. Coming very, very soon. So keep an eye out for what Mr. London's got going on down there in Cape Coral. He's an awesome dude. But I think he does need to put on the big boy pants and give us a call here. But you still hanging in with us, Donald?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm quiet, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good, dude. I just, I don't know, man. You know these guys better than any of us do. And so, I mean, if ever you feel like we don't know what we're talking about, man, interrupt us, jump in, and teach us something, man. You know all these guys pretty well. So I think we have, we got Marcus Edwards ready to go. Marcus Edwards fighting in the main event. You know what, Donald, I'll go ahead. I mean, if you want, go ahead and promo Marcus and bring him in.
Well, Marcus is, he's probably the hottest commodity here in Colorado coming out of local circuit. He's fighting Afron Escudero in the main event, and, I don't expect anything but fireworks in this fight, so you want to bring him in?
Hey, Marcus, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing great.
Man, you got 2 days out from the fight. You got the title fight on the line. What are you doing right now? You're relaxing. You're just trying to stay in the zone. What are you doing right at this moment to get ready for the fight?
I wish I was relaxing. I just got down with a little fat burn, dropped a couple pounds before you know, I hit my my personal gym up tomorrow and cut the weight, so you know, I can come in on weight at 155 pounds. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm actually about to leave and head home to get some relaxation right now.
Right on, man. Now, at this point, tomorrow, you know, do you do any sort of training, light training, or is it simply tomorrow just prepare, get ready for the weigh-ins, and that's that?
Yeah, definitely no light training, no training. Just pretty much go to the gym, fat burn with cut weight with the rest of my teammates that are fighting, and, you know, go make weight, rehydrate up, get some food in me, get back feeling 100%, and get some much-needed rest and wake up. And, you know, pretty much I sleep all day. I sleep all the way up until the moment they're like, all right, it's time for you to step up and start warming up to get ready for your fight. So, that's what my next 2 days are going to look like, is pretty much cutting weight, sleeping.
Right on, man. Now, I mean, I don't know if anybody else, before I keep going, anybody else want to jump in on Donald? You got anything for him, Spencer?
So, yeah, Marcus,
Go ahead.
Hey, I know Factory X is down here in southwest Denver. Are you going to stay up in Greeley after weigh-ins, or are you making the commute? For the
I was gonna stay up in Greeley, but unfortunately, there everywhere we call, there's no rooms available, I guess, for the event. So I'm gonna head back down my way. I believe we got a hotel somewhere closer to there, about 35 minutes away. So it's not such a long way back. So we're gonna stay there, and chill, and then head back up in the morning.
All right.
So, what do you do as far after weigh-ins are done? What's the first thing you're ready to do? Are you ready to get the Pedialyte? Or are you going right for some nice big pasta bowl? What do you do after you've stepped off the scale?
First thing I do when I get off the scale, I start drinking my water. You know, I'm sponsored by Synergy. I go ahead and get my amino acids in me and some, you know, I try to get at least a gallon of water, a half a gallon of water down before I do anything else. And then, you know, I go to my Pedialyte and I get the Pedialyte down. And then, you know, I start, you know, eating a little bit of fruits, vegetables, my chicken, my turkey meatball muffins that I make. Usually I just bring food with me. I make my own stuff so I know what I'm eating. I know what I'm getting in my body. And then, you know, if I'm still hungry after that, you know, I'm with the team. We'll go get some food, and I'll get some salmon or something. Most of the time I'll eat some salmon. And that's pretty much what I do after weighing.
Hey, so obviously you're on a 4-5 win streak, I believe. Is there anything else you, like, after the original loss, is there anything else you did different? Did you change anything for the 4 fights that you started with the streak?
Definitely, a lot of things changed from that point on. You know, that was I had just made the transfer to a new training gym, so I mean, everything was fairly new for me going over there. So, you know, going into that first fight that I lost as a professional, I mean, I was a lot of stuff that I, you know, I was kind of confused with mentally. I was, you know, fighting that mental battle more than, you know, getting there and just having fun. So, yeah, a lot of things changed with changing gyms, from my caliber of training partners, the caliber of coaches, to, you know, just my everyday routine. You know, they made it possible for me to be a 100% full-time professional athlete. You know, I train up to 6 hours a day, all day, every day. I'm in the gym. That's where I love to be, and they made it possible. And, you know, I just got to thank Factory X, Muay Thai, all the coaches and my teammates for, you know, helping me take my game and my abilities and my game to the next level. So, yeah, everything pretty much changed. My whole life changed after that fight. So inside and outside of the cage. And that was my first time ever losing, you know, a fight in general in my life. So, you know, I took it pretty hard, and, you know, I believe I bounced back pretty well. You know, I took 2 weeks off, and, you know, I diagnosed what happened, what I did in the fight wrong, and, you know, just the way I came in, you know, my whole attitude was, you know, off. Everything was off that I had, and I looked into my life, and I seen what I had to cut out, and I seen what I had to, you know, soup up a little more, and, you know, I took care of it, and I came back, and I'm on a 4-fight winning streak.
Hey, it's not like you lost to a cupcake opponent either. Justin Gaethje is a hell of a fighter.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, definitely.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Marcus, let me ask you a quick question. Big fan, man. You know, skipping from Madhouse, I had to call in because you were on tonight. You know, a lot of people are out there are going to, you know, they're going to say that, you know, you're either stepping up in competition big time or you're taking on a guy who's at the tail end of his career. Mentally, hearing either one of those, does it even bother you, or are you going to do like you always do and just go in there and whoop some ass?
Man, I don't let people bother me, you know what I'm saying? Like the saying goes, you know, a wolf isn't bothered by what the sheep say. So, I mean, I get in there and I fight. This guy, he's a tough opponent. He's been there. He's seen what it has. He has number one training partner in the world right now, and he knows what it takes to get the job done. He's had some tough fights. So, I mean, I'm going in there, and I'm going to fight my heart out. He has everything to lose right now. He's on a losing streak. He's kind of, like you said, like at the tail end of his career. If you want to say that, you know, that's the worst. You know, his back is against the wall, and, you know, his teeth are showing, and he's going to come out, and he's going to want blood. So I'm coming out there to get the job done no matter what anybody says. You know, this is my life, this is my career, and, you know, I go in there 100% every time. I don't underestimate anybody, and, you know, I get in there and I get the job done by any means necessary.
Hey, Marcus, do you think altitude's going to play a favor for you in cardio? Because I know Greeley.
You know, I believe altitude can play into my favor. You know, he's coming from Arizona. I believe he just got here yesterday. I'm not too sure. You know, he's a professional athlete. He knows how to carry himself in the cage. You know what I'm saying? He understands, you know, what it takes to push through certain things. So, I mean, I want to say it's going to help me just because of, you know, it is altitude. There's no way around it. You know, your body's going to react to it, period. So, I mean, I'm going to say it's going to help me in my favor, but, you know, I push the pace. My cardio is phenomenal. I go, and I have no stop. So I believe, you know, he's going to break. Excuse me?
How important is that to you in this fight? Because knowing that, I believe, and don't quote me on this, folks, but I believe Escudero only has 2 losses in his career that weren't decisions. So he's a guy who goes the distance. Knowing that, how important do you think cardio is for this win?
Man, I think cardio is the number one thing right now. It's you know, if we go in there and say we're evenly matched and it's going into those deep rounds, I mean, I'm coming out alive and coming out 100% at the beginning of each round. So I mean, I come out at 70 each round and I finish at 100. No matter what. I mean, that's just how I work. That's how I train. That's how I live my life. So I see me winning the cardio aspect of the game. You know, for him coming up to, you know, altitude, I'm not taking anything away from his training or his, you know what he's done in the past, but I don't see this fight going the distance by no means at all. So, yeah.
How would you like to end it?
The fight?
I
would love to end the fight in any way, shape, or form. I'm a finisher. I don't pick what I get. I don't go in there saying, hey, I'm going to go and knock him out, or hey, I'm going to go submit him. I go in there, you give me an opportunity, you give me an inch, I'm going to take a mile. You know, like, you make one mistake, and I'm going to capitalize off of it. You're 1 inch too far to the right, and I'm going to punish you for it. That's just the way I work. That's the way I do, you know, I fight, and it's shown in a lot of my fights that, you know, I'm kind of one step ahead of my opponent because of my quickness and my speed. So I like to, you know, take advantage of that, and I've really honed in on that in the last couple fights and, you know, starting to get more comfortable with who I am and how I move, and it's just all coming together.
Now, with all your wins by finishes, do you train for a unanimous decision? Do you train for, like, 3 rounds, 5 rounds, or do you plan on going in there, knocking them out?
I mean, everybody knows that comes and trains at our gym. Everybody knows that trains at our gym. Fridays, man, I'm fired up. Those are sparring days, you know. You got a fight coming up. You get 3 rounds in the cage, and then you get another 2 rounds outside the cage. I don't take a break. I do my 3 rounds hard. You know, Mark has different guys in on us every, you know, 2.5 minutes. Every, you know, our last round, you get a new guy pretty much almost every minute. I mean, no one's easy. There's no easy opponents at my gym. Everybody's pushing you to your limit. There's no breaks. You know, they're going to push you because they're stepping in the cage with you as well. When I step out of the cage, I continue to work. I don't take a round off. I don't, you know, I pick my pace up. I get stronger. I get better as the rounds go on. So I'll fight for the full hour nonstop, or full hour and a half at practice nonstop. And until Mark tells me to take a round off. I mean, I like to work, I like to push, and, you know, I like the way it feels to live in that burn and that sensation, you know.
Hey, Mark, how I ask you, man, real quick, you know, as far as you've got a lot of great finishes, man, what was different about your last amateur opponent, King of the Cage, Future Legends 4, what was different with that opponent that you weren't able to finish him like you've magnificently done with everybody else that you faced?
Man, a lot of people don't know. That fight was at 170. I came in at 155. My opponent ended up not showing up. The guy that I was fighting was already on the card, and his guy was about 8 pounds overweight. So, hold on. So they told me, you know, if they can't find somebody, that they'd drop the other dude, and the next day I can make weight at 170 and fight this guy. So, you know, I go to the commission's hotel room the next morning with my backpack fully closed, you know,
I make weight, and you know, I fight a tough guy that, you know, fights, you know, that had weight, that had made weight at 170, and I don't know. I just came in, and he was a lot bigger, a lot stronger. You know, totally different style of fight that I had trained for up to that point. I mean, he was a tough opponent, and I want to say that my cardio wasn't all there. I had a pretty tough weight cut. First time I had ever cut weight in a bathtub, and it just took a lot of energy out of me. So it was a lot of new things that happened. It was a lot of, you know, controversy, a lot of different, you know, am I going to fight, am I not going to fight, you know, I made weight and I didn't have to kill my body to make weight, you know, it was just a bunch of things going on, but, you know, I still went in there and I pushed everything aside and I got the job done, you know, win, lose, or draw, you know, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fight my heart out.
Yeah, right on, man, absolutely. Yeah, that's crazy, man, you talking about cardio and stuff, but, you know, your fights are over lightning quick. I mean, I got to imagine that, I would imagine you've got great cardio. You know, you say you got great cardio, but, like, do you really feel, you know, a lot of these fights are a minute, 26 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. You know, it's just like, do you even, is the cardio even really a factor when you go in, you take care of somebody that quick?
I believe the difference between me and a lot of the fighters out there is that, I mean, I don't worry about cardio. I know when I step into that cage on that Friday night, Saturday night, that I have done everything in my power to come in there and get the job done. I have worked my butt off to get my cardio where it needs to be. I have trained to be as strong as I could be, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So, like, when I step in the cage, I'm 100% on my game. I'm on point. I mean, I don't worry about being tired. You know, when you worry about being tired, you start mentally fatiguing yourself. That's not a factor in my mind or my head. I go in there and I have fun. You know, this is what I do for fun. I mean, I don't mind being tired. You know, eventually you're going to get tired and you're going to be pushed and you're going to get, you know, to that point. But you've been in that point in training and, you know how you feel. You know what it's going to feel like. And you just push yourself through and you continue to work and you try to break that other person before you break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's funny that you mentioned that this is your fun. You love going in there and doing that. You know, we've had we were talking about this earlier, but we had another fighter on earlier, and he was saying how you know, nobody likes to do this. You just go in, you get it done with, and you get out of the cage. You know, and then we talked a little bit about the different ends of the spectrum of a fighter's mentality, where some of them do step in the cage, they want to get it over with, get out, and other ones, they love being in there, they want to bang it out, they want to they love being that. In that atmosphere, so
yeah.
Anyways,
yeah, no,
I mean, I
love me. That's my world. I mean, that's where I feel that the world is normal to me. that's the world that I understand the most. If you understand what I'm saying.
Right on, man. I guess. I mean, anybody? Donald Spencer. You guys got anything for him?
Yeah, how long was your, what was your reaction when you heard you were offered the fight?
If I remember correctly, I didn't really have a reaction. I didn't really, like, think about it. I was in a car, and I was kind of cutting weight on the way down to Nebraska to fight Dakota, and I had got a phone call, and someone told me by accident, they weren't supposed to tell me. But I got the phone call, and I was kind of just like, oh, all right, well, let me get this done first. So, I mean, I wasn't too worried about it, and I haven't been really too worried about it. I don't really worry about my fights or anything up until the day of my fight. You know, that's when I'll start thinking about the fight. My biggest thing is just going in there and making weight, first off.
Hey, now with this fight, with fighting Efrain Escudero, where do you feel this pushed you if you get, like, a dramatic finish, you get a nasty KO, a nasty submission, where do you feel like this puts?
I mean, Efrain is a great fighter, you know, he's well respected, he's been where, you know, every fighter wants to be, you know, he's won the Ultimate Fighter, he's fought in the UFC, he's fought some tough guys, and some he's, you know, came up on top, and some he's, he hasn't, you know, he didn't do too well, but I believe it puts me in the, you know, in the eyes of, you know, the people that are looking for that next, you know, talent. I believe I do have the talent and ability to finish him fairly quickly, or, you know, I have the talent and ability to go the distance with him. So, I mean, once this fight is over and done with, I believe that, you know, I'll be in the top couple hundred people in the next, you know, UFC coming up guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Do you view an opponent like Escudero any differently than your past opponents, just because of the level of where he's been?
No, not too much, man. I don't really read into people. At the end of the day, it's a fight. I mean, at the end of the day, someone's getting punched in the mouth. You know, someone's gonna bleed. You know, you're a human. I'm a human. It's just who's gonna be the alpha male that day. Who's gonna step in there and who's gonna put it down and come out on top. I don't underestimate anyone. Like I said earlier, I don't. You know, I train just as hard as. You know, I trained for my amateur fight as I did for this fight. Obviously, I'm in better shape, and I have better coaches now. I have better training, so my abilities and my training is on a different level than it was before. But I'm always pushing myself, no matter what, because that's what makes and breaks fights: is who's going to get tired first and who's going to make that first mistake.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Listen, Marcus, man, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. We appreciate all your insight, man. We love hearing the different mindsets of fighters and what they're going, what they're thinking, what they've got going on, man. So we appreciate it. I always have a lot of respect for fighters that are willing to do the interviews week of the fight, especially like a day, 2 days out, man. So before we let you go, dude, any sponsors you have or any shout-outs you want to give or where people can find you on social media, man?
Yeah, definitely. I want to thank Moe's Barbecue over in Lakewood, and I want to thank my protein and all my nutrition is Synergy Nutrition. You can check them out. Clinch Gear, of course. They always hook me up with great gear. They take care of me. I want to thank Factory X, Muay Thai. I'm going to be having my after party at the Robusto Room. Down over by Park Meadows Mall. Who else? I know I'm forgetting a lot of people. I'm very unprepared. But I want to – who else? I'm sorry if I forgot you. Yeah, pretty much that's about it. Jay Solution – Jay – I forgot what it's called. I'm sorry. But, yeah, pretty much those are my main sponsors at this point right now, so – yeah, I want to thank them, and if I forgot you, I'm very sorry.
Right on, man. Well, listen, dude, best of luck to you Saturday, man. We'll be following. I'm sure we'll be getting the results, MMAMadhouse.com, from Donald Pierce, dude. So appreciate your time, man. Best of luck to you. Have a great night, dude.
Yeah, thanks. You guys have a great night as well. All
right,
bye-bye.
Right on, man. It's going to be an exciting fight, Donald. As you were saying before, man, he sounds like an exciting fighter. I'll be looking forward to seeing those results and seeing a recap, a video of that fight as soon as it's made available online.
Yeah, I honestly, if you have a chance to see Marcus's fight from Army versus Marine, he has one of the most violent chokes I've seen in a while. I mean, the kid's just explosive. It's pretty, like, you're almost awestruck when he's in there.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome, dude.
I totally sound, like, fanboyish, but I'm giddy. I can't wait to see him go in there. And, you know, I'm a Colorado guy through and through, so any fighter here, I'll say flat out, I think he's going to win by knockout.
Right. Now, you'll be there at the fight Saturday night?
I actually have to stream him on my laptop from work. I had two people.
Okay.
Get fired, so I'll be streaming them as best as I can, but I will definitely have live results.
Awesome, man. Listen, how much do you know about Prize Fighting Championship?
Somewhat. I wasn't really big into Pride.
I'm reading this article right now. I guess they signed Shane Carwin, signed on as the promotion's vice president of fighter development.
Oh, that one, yeah, the Prize Fighting Championship?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said Pride at first. I was like,
Oh, no.
I was like, no. Yeah, that card is the card they're coming up with at the Magnus Arena is retardedly good.
PFC2, is that it?
Yeah, I haven't. It hasn't been officially dropped. Well, I haven't got it yet, so I'll be bugging them here soon. But yeah, they got. I can't remember off the top of my head, but you got Thomas Wildman Danny is headlining.
Right on, man. Yeah, I'm looking at the. We have the fight poster. MMAMadhouse.com has the article about Shane Carwin coming on as the vice president of fighter development. We've got a fight poster listed there. I mean, for local guys coming out of Colorado, guys up and coming, what's it going to be like for them? I mean, you're a fighter yourself, so in your mindset, what would it be like for you having a guy like Shane Carwin coming in to be in charge of the fighter development?
Honestly, we got Chris Camozzi does that, and it's absolutely an honor to have work with those guys. You know, you walk in the room and they don't treat you no different. After my loss to Dave Ross, where my face was all smashed up, Mr. Camozzi, his brother Brian, a lot of guys, Ed Herman, they all walk straight up and said, you know, say great fight and talk to you and boost your morale. So I think Shane will do great things over there. I've met him once. He's a nice guy, so I'm really excited for that organization.
Yeah. Right on, man. Now, let's talk. We got a little bit of time here. We got one more guest we're supposed to be having on here. I know Carl left him a message, having a little trouble getting a hold of him, so we'll just keep rolling. I know Nick Diaz's war promotion debuted this last weekend, and from what I heard and from what I saw, it was kind of a bore fest from what I know. Not many people were very impressed by it. So I didn't get to see any of it myself, but I'm just wondering, like, you know, get you guys' input on this, but you know, Nick Diaz is always, I don't know how you describe Nick Diaz, but he's an interesting dude, and you never know what you're going to get from him. Now, I would think, you know, I would hope to see, like, a pretty sick event put on by him, but this first event is if this is what we can expect, I kind of feel like this war promotion won't be a long-lasting one. I don't know what you guys think, but... Would you rather see Nick, like, running fights, or would you rather see him back in the cage fighting?
I'd rather see him back in the cage fighting, honestly. What do you mean by the event? Was it just not good? Were the fights not good? Was it poorly
ran? From what I heard, I'm on the website now, man. I was hearing people talking about it online through social media and just kind of saying it was kind of boring, not a very good event, and just a little lackluster, I guess you could say.
Well, and, like,
I guess then.
Yeah, and... I see both, you know, aspects. I see what Jeff goes through, you know, putting on great fights and great matchups. But if the fighters don't go in there and you don't entertain you, there is nothing the promoter can do, you know, especially for his first show. I think, you know, if his events are still like that in 2, 3, 4 events in, then he might have a problem.
Yeah, that's something easy to correct. I mean, I thought you meant it was ran poorly. If it was ran okay and the fighters just put on a boring show, I mean, you can get new fighters. It's not that big of a deal. He's a big name running it. So it's not like fighters are going to be like, oh, I've never heard of that organization. I've never heard of the person running it. It's Nick Diaz. You can get, I'm sure he can get whoever he wants.
Skippy's letting me have it here. He's just saying bad calls and terrible judgings. All right. That's my bad. I like I said, I was... My knowledge on that was limited. I didn't get to see any of it and hadn't really seen the results of it. But I'm being told right now that I'm an idiot and I should just stop talking. Skippy didn't say that. He's just saying bad calls, bad judging, and that's kind of what how the event went. But other than that, I mean, I don't know if you guys have caught any of this Bellator Fightmaster. Bellator came back last week with their first Bellator 96, the debut of the summer series. The event itself was amazing. I loved all the fights on the event. I got to watch a little bit of the Fightmaster. I have a DVR. I haven't got back to watch it. I don't know if you guys got to watch any of Fightmaster, but what do you think of the Bellator event?
Oh, the Bellator, that was crazy. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Bellator. It just brings back happy memories, just remembering, just watching the events. I don't know. I guess that sounds weird. But I'm excited for the next card, Bellator 97. I got two title fights. So I don't know. I just love Bellator. I love what they're doing. I think Fight Masters is awesome with the four coaches. And I think the first two episodes were great. Can't wait for the next one next week.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about the coaches? I mean, you know, Greg Jackson, Randy Couture, obviously legends. Greg Jackson's coached champion after champion after champion. Randy Couture has been champion multiple times, one of the best fighters of the last 10, 15 years. Personally, I mean, I know Frank Shamrock's kind of have a legend status. Personally, can't stand either one of the Shamrocks, not even a bit. So I can't stand him one bit. But I just feel like Joe Warren doesn't fit in there. I feel like he's only on there because he's fought for Bellator so many times. He's been with Bellator a long time. He's one of the Bellator vets. And I just don't think he belongs sitting next to those guys as a coach. I mean, I don't know if that's just me or what.
He's on there because they needed a fourth coach. I don't like Joe Warren at all. I don't think he was ever a good champion. They needed a fourth coach. That's it. And I think Shamrock, he doesn't fit in there either. I mean, he fits in better than Joe Warren. But I know when Bellator, when it first comes on, it's like four of the best coaches in the world. If they were being honest, it would say two of the best coaches in the world. But, I mean, you can't do that. You got to build it up. But either way, it's still a great show. It'll be interesting to see how Shamrock and Warren coach, though.
Yeah. All right, man. We got Adam Stroop in the queue ready to go. Adam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. How y'all doing?
Doing very good, dude. Thanks for joining us tonight, man. How you feeling? You got less than 24 hours until the flight, man. How you feeling right now?
I got a little more than 24. I got 24 to the weigh in, but you know, I'm just getting the weight down and just that process, getting the weight off and just getting ready to, you know, that's the first battle is getting the weight off, and then, you know, then you think about the fight. But you know, I'm ready for both.
Right on, man. Yeah, I said 24, thinking 48. I don't know, man. I can't get my head on straight tonight.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
So what are you doing now, between now and the weigh-ins?
Right now I'm just kind of chilling, you know, but tomorrow I'm going to get up and, you know, maybe do a little light jog and then, you know, go cut the rest in the sauna and just get up to the...
Right on, man. Now, what kind of stuff do you take in after you've weighed in? You get off the scale. What kind of stuff are you taking in to replenish yourself and get some nutrients?
Oh man, I love the Pedialyte. It's funny because it tastes so good once you get off the scale, but I never drink it, you know, any other time than when I'm cutting weight. But it's just like awesome when I get off, and then, you know, I'll drink like a Pedialyte and. You know, do some regular water and, you know, maybe like a coconut water, stuff like that, and just keep pounding that, you know.
Right on, man. Now what, have you got to kind of study, watch some video on Jeremy Hart, or how have you been preparing for this fight?
You know, he's a southpaw, which is probably his most unique thing about, you know, him compared to the rest of the guys that I fought. And my main training partner is probably the best southpaw in the region, and that's Chris Famosi. So, you know, the guy that I go against every day is a southpaw, and you know what I mean, there's different tricks to southpaws. They do things differently, and you know, they have different angles on you, stuff like that. So I've been watching some tape on Jeremy, and he's a real tough guy, you know, and he's a banger, you know. He's got some good submission skills too, it looks like. But you know what I mean, I feel well prepared for the battle ahead.
Do you feel like training with a guy like Chris Camozzi gives you the edge in a fight like this?
I feel like training with him has given me the edge over anybody that I've ever fought, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you might have good sparring partners, all that stuff. Well, my main sparring partner, the dude that beats on me every day, he fights at the highest level there is to fight, you know what I mean? So, I mean, there really, you know, you can't have a better training partner than him.
Definitely. Now, I understand you have a 3-fight win streak. Does that bring any added pressure to a fight to keep that win streak going, or is it just another fight?
But, you know, I don't think about stuff like that. You know, the task at hand is to make weight. After that, we win the fight. You know what I mean? We win round one, then we win round two, then we win round three, then we win the fight. You know what I mean? I take it one step at a time. I don't think about anything before or after the fight. You know, I just take care of the business when it's time to take care of business.
Now, you have 3 wins by submission, and I'm not sure how many he has by submission. You said he was a good grappler, good with submissions. Do you feel like you have the edge with that, or do you feel like you're kind of even, that it'll be more of a stand-up fight?
From the looks of it, I think it might be a stand-up fight, but, I mean, I'm more than comfortable when it hits the mat. You know, I have 7 submissions in the cage. I think I have 3 professional submissions, you know, so I feel comfortable there. But, you know, to me, it's a fight. You know, it could hit the mat. It could stand up the whole time. Doesn't really matter to me. I'm prepared wherever it goes. I feel like I'm, you know, I have an advantage wherever it goes.
So you don't care as long as you get the W.
Yep, I'm getting the W.
Hey, Adam, do you think your last fight with Jason Clayton, do you think that Hart is as tough as an opponent as Clayton, or not as much?
I think Jeremy Hart is a way tougher opponent than Jason Clayton, because I figured that Jason and I were going to come out and throw down, you know what I mean? And from the looks of it, the way he fought, I don't know if you guys saw the fight, but he just really wanted to get that takedown on me. I don't know if, you know, he couldn't get it in the first round. Oh, he got one, but I got right back up. You know, and he was just so adamant about getting that takedown that it looked like more like a wrestling match than anything. But I don't think Jeremy has any intentions on taking me down. If he does, you know, we'll address that when it comes. But I think that he's a slugger, you know what I mean? And those guys are always more dangerous to me, I believe, than some dude that's just trying to wrestle you. You know what I mean? And from the tapes that I've seen about Jeremy, he's tough. You know, I mean, he takes hard shots, he keeps going, and seems that he doesn't get scared of contact. You know, it's not that doesn't bother him, kind of thing. Where Clayton, I think I don't think he wanted to throw down. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, by the way, that was a terrific win, a very good fight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That was a big win for me, man. I feel like everybody thought I was going to lose that one, you know?
So would you prefer to stand and bang, or take to the ground, or just no preference at all, whatever's working for you?
Yeah, I mean, I whatever you're the worst at, that's where I want the fight to go. You know what I mean? If you're bad on the feet, I want to take advantage of that. If you're bad on the mat, I want to take advantage of that. I'm not here to, you know, try to be what, you know, I'll beat you what you're best at, man. I want to get in there, take you out, and move on to the next guy as fast as possible. And if that means that I can take you out on the feet, then that's where I'm going to do it. If I can get you on the mat, take you out there, that's where I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? I wanted to get the job done without the judge's interference, you know?
Now, is it always...
Fine.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, jump in.
Now, with Marcus training, is that always, you know, a good thing? 2 fighters from the same camp on the same card? Does it make the whole team, you know, work harder for you guys instead of focusing on one where there's 2?
We got 3 guys, actually. We got Matt Dorsten. He's right before me.
Right.
We got me, and then we got Marcus. So, you know, and it was funny because when we got ready for the Army versus Marines card, we had a bunch of dudes fighting in the morning, and we had Marcus and I in the night. And I really like it that way. I prefer it that way because, you know, there's going to be 3 of us sitting in that sauna tomorrow instead of just 2. And there's going to be 3 of us in the corner, you know, in the back room Saturday night instead of just 1, you know what I mean? And it feels more like a family. And you shed blood with your brothers, and you go through the pain, and it makes more of a team. You know what I mean? Instead of just this is my night, everybody watch out for me kind of thing. It's like watch out for all of us, because you know it's a team. You know, we went through the same amount of pain, and we're all gonna win. You know what I mean? We're all here to win. So, you know, I prefer it that way actually.
I also heard that Mark gets in there and helps his guys with the cut and the sauna so they don't have to do it alone. That's another big thing about Factory X down there is the camaraderie and stuff like that. So with that being said, you know, is that another boost for you guys, you know, that the coach, you know, the main coach gets in there too?
Absolutely. You know, Mark's not one of those guys that, oh, do what I say, not what I do kind of guys, you know what I mean? He does the conditioning with us, you know what I mean? He's an animal. He trains with us. He grapples with us. He wrestles with us, you know what I mean? He's one of the better wrestler grapplers out there, and he's a Muay Thai guy, you know what I mean? So in his way, he's one of the best in the gym, and you know what I mean? You got to respect a guy like that that's not just going to sit there and armchair quarterback everything and say, oh, this is what I would have done, or this is what you need to do. You know what I mean? He's in it, he's living it, and you know what I mean? So, yeah, he'll sit in the sauna with you, and, you know, so you're not going through that pain alone, and you know, he'll grapple with you, he'll condition with you, you know what I mean? So there is no excuse, you know what I mean? If he can do it, why can't you? You know what I mean?
Hey, man, we've talked with a couple different guys tonight, though, very different mindsets on fighting. You know, we had one guy, we talked to Steve earlier, Steve Abrocki, and he said, he said there's no sense in what fighters do, you know, locking yourself in a cage and fighting another man. So he likes to get in, he likes to take care of his business, get out. We had Marcus Edwards just say, you know, he loves being in the cage, you know, whether it's a fast finish or whether it's a grueling battle, that's his playground. He loves being in the cage. I mean, what's your mindset on fighting and how you approach it?
To me, it's an honor to be there. You know what I mean? There's so many people that can't do the sport, whether it's physically or mentally or emotionally or whatever holds them back from being able to walk into that cage. So to me, it's an honor. You know, it's not just, I mean, obviously, I want to take this dude out with as little as damage to me as possible, but it's almost like, I don't know. It to me, it's something special. You know what I mean? It's like, every time my feet touch that mat, it's like my dream come true to me. You know what I mean? That's where I want to be, and I hope my feet could touch that mat, you know, 1,000 more times if possible. But you know what I mean? I just love every moment of it, and you know, I mean, you get the, it's like walking to that cage, man. It's like the closest thing I've ever experienced to a outer body experience. You know what I mean? Like, it's just wild, man. It's something that I wish that everybody could feel, you know what I mean? But, you know, not everybody can. And so to me, it's an honor to be in there.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Listen, dude, thanks for joining us. Best of luck with your fight this weekend, man. We'll be looking forward to seeing that. I know Donald will be supplying the results for us here, and we'll be trying to check it out. The fight, it'll be available on GoFight Live. So for those that want to check in, you know, see Adam fight, see all the guests that we've had tonight, you can do that at GoFight Live. But before we let you go, man, any shout-outs or sponsors or social media?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to thank my team at Factory X, all my teammates, my coach Mark Montoya, J.J. Pugsley, Malcolm Havens, and Wade Brinkman. I would especially like to thank my sponsors, 5280 Armory. They helped me out a lot. Rome Saloon helps me out. Marley Liquor Mart, Ride the West RV, BDM Exhaust, and, you know, all my friends and family that come out, you know, it means a lot to me. This is, you know, this is what I love to do. And you guys for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem, dude. Thanks for joining us, man. And once again, best of luck with your fight this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Bye.
Yeah, man, as I said, GoFight Live will have the event. Check it out, GFL.tv. Saturday night, live in Colorado. Should be a great night of fights, Donald. I mean, we got to talk with a few of the fighters tonight. But overall, man, you know, are you expecting this to be the best event yet by Sparta Combat League?
Yeah. honestly, I could see some of these fights just being throwdown slugfest and some very meticulous grappling matches. So I'm pretty excited to see what happens.
Yeah. Awesome, man. I want to say thanks for hanging out with us here a couple hours and talking some MMA, talking with some guys that you know. We're going to start to wrap up the show here, man. Before we do that, any shout-outs you want to give? I know you got an upcoming fight, man. You want to plug your fight and tell people where they can find you on social media?
I'm fighting September 13th, the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. I'm actually fighting a new guy. I'm welcoming the guy into the cage, Hector Lumbo from Child Play MMA. So I'm very excited about that. You can find me at DonaldPierce@Facebook.com and Donald_Pierce7 at Twitter.
All right, man. Donald Pierce, man, thanks for joining us. Team Madhouse Colorado, man. Keep up the great work out there. We'll be looking forward to seeing lots of awesome stuff coming from your way, dude.
Thank you guys for having us tonight as your premier show. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Take care, Donald.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, man. As we begin to wrap up here, we survived. It was an awesome show, man. Stacked show. Four guests. Me and Jason have done four guests a couple times, and it's a lot. You're trying to juggle a lot, and you got a lot of different fighters coming on with different mindsets and a lot to cover. So it's fun. It creates quite the fun environment. You know, you got 2 hours to talk a worldwide of stuff in, and it's always fun, man. Before we get out of here, before we start wrapping up, you can find me at J23 Journalistic on Twitter. Spencer, your Twitter handle is
Pablo_L_Diablo. Tune in next week. Tune in the following weeks. Maybe I'll explain it to you why I have that name.
Yeah, I'd like to know that, man. You know, it's like I have a nice, easy Twitter handle. None of that underscore stuff. Just a couple numbers, a letter, and a word, man. Some of these people, you know, you got the all these underscores. Jason's got it too. Caitlin's got like, you know, three, you know, she's like CCAAII. I was like, man, I feel like people just got to make things a little bit more simpler. You got people out there that aren't very bright, and you got all these underscores, man. I don't know. Whatever.
We just got to keep it. We got to join Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest, yeah. No Pinterest tonight on the show. I know Jason will be trying to get people hitting on Pinterest all the time. We had our last guest on our show last week, Brittany Ann Robertson. I don't think it was her, but her main sponsor, We Are Warriors, they had a Pinterest handle, so we were laughing about that later on in the week when we heard that shout out. But listen, man, we have great sponsors here at Cage Zombies Radio, and we wouldn't be sitting here talking BS and having fun without them. That's Intimidation Clothing, our newest sponsor, and we're proud to have them on board, man. Intimidation Clothing, check them out. MachoFighter.com, BrawlBase.com, Cast Iron Supplements, Crossroader Clothing, Draco Sports, Game Changer Clothing, Jax Media, ProAmBelts.com, and Gator MMA. Thank you all for all that you're doing for us, for our show here. Let's see. Next week, we will be off next week, 4th of July next week, so we're going to take the week off. Everybody have a nice holiday. The following week, we'll be back July 13th. I'll be having some guests. I know Spencer's got a couple of people he's wanting to get on the air. I got a few fighters down here. Got a big fight coming up. July 26th, Real Fighting Championships 28. So I'll be looking to get a few of the fighters off that card on the upcoming shows. Check it out. Listen in, man. As for Cage Zombies Radio, man, Carl Mortensen, the master of Madhouse, thank you for running the board. Thank you for being with us tonight. Skippy, as always, man, we love hearing from Skippy. I can't remember the last radio show where we didn't get input from Skippy. And you know what? Skippy is the definition of fan and everything that the word fan means. So I love hearing input from him, hearing what he has to say. To Donald Pierce, thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate it very much. To the Sparta Combat League guys we had, you know, Steve, Marcus, and Adam, man, thank you guys very much. And, of course, Jeff, you're rocking a great promotion out there in Colorado. We appreciate your time. And we'll be looking forward to seeing great things from Sparta Combat League. As for me and my friend, I guess we're and at Don's Voice, man. Check out at Don's Voice on Twitter, the official voiceover, the official announcer for MMAMadhouse.com. Check out at Don's Voice. You can check him out on Twitter. If you want some voiceover, you want some great stuff done, hit him up, man. He's the place to go. So check out MMAMadhouse.com. Newly being remodeled by the great Jax Media Canada. We've got awesome things coming with that partnership and with all of our partnerships and our sponsors here. Once again, check out Intimidation Clothing. As for me and Spencer, I think we're going to be signing out here for the night, and we'll be back with you guys in 2 weeks.
Definitely, man. Had a great time. Make sure you tune in 2 weeks. We're talking more MMA. Once again, we're not Zufa Zombies. We're Cage Zombies, and that's for life.
Absolutely, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know if Tim is asleep or what. We've got to be really quiet.